It may have taken him 6 years to return to his homeland on a state visit as Roman pontiff, but when the first German to be elected to the See of Peter since the 11th century finally arrived in the nation's capital, Berlin, on Thursday, 22nd of September, he received a royal welcome. First, there was a 21-gun salute at Tegel Military Airport. Where he was welcomed, as protocol dictates, by church and civil authorities. For Germany, the President Christian Wolff and the Federal Chancellor Angela Merkel. For the church, the Apostolic Nuncio to Germany, Jean-Claude Perisset. And also the bishops of the three cities he's set to visit. Then a 10-kilometre drive to Berlin, and there was a castle, the Schloss Bellevue, the royal residence of Frederick the Great's younger brother, and since reunification of Germany in 1990, home to the German president. A rather grand, stark white neoclassical building, caught between a bend of the River Spree and the great Tiergarten Park, one time the hunting ground of a Prussian prince. And there, in a garden in front of the castle, a garden the British royal family had redesigned in 1952, there were guests to welcome the Pope, 1,000 of them. And the sound of the national anthems filled the air. The pontifical first, and then the German. It's music composed by Haydn, its lyrics written by Hoffmann, with a line, "Unity, justice and freedom for the German fatherland," which reflects the theme of freedom touched on by the Holy Father in his speech.
Im menschlichen Miteinander geht Freiheit nicht ohne Solidarität.
Freedom, the Pope said, in fact, requires a primordial link to a higher instance, the fact that there are values which are not absolutely open to manipulation is the true guarantee of our freedom. And he added, in human coexistence, freedom is impossible without solidarity and cannot be lived in the absence of relationships.
Von ganzem Herzen, herzlich willkommen in Deutschland.
The Holy Father looked moved as President Wolff welcomed him back to his homeland. And when all was over, he left the Schloss Bellevue, which he had earlier described as having, like many of the buildings in Berlin, a dramatic history, specifying how a clear look at the past, even at its darkest pages, enables us to learn from it and to receive an impetus for the present. Inevitably, my thoughts turned to the prime symbol of Berlin architecturally, the Brandenburg Gate, until 1989 behind the wall, the very place where President John Kennedy once pronounced the famous speech, "Ich bin ein Berliner," I am a Berliner.
All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin, and therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the word, "Ich bin ein Berliner."
But on Thursday, 21 years after the reunification of Germany, it's the Pope to make headlines, invited as he is to deliver a keynote address to German Parliament, a privilege reserved to heads of state, a royal welcome indeed, on this first official visit back home. Even the normally aggressive local press has suddenly taken on a more reflective and positive approach to Benedict XVI's presence here, who on his arrival remarked, "I have come primarily to meet people and speak about God."
Und Ihnen über Gott zu sprechen. Deswegen freue ich mich, dass eine große Vertretung der Bürger der Bundesrepublik hier da ist. Herzlichen Dank.
With the Pope in Berlin, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.